I'm grateful that you've joined with me for another day with Central Moments, where we will look at Scripture and then pray together. We're in our 40-week journey through the Bible, and we're up to that point where God gives the nation of Israel the Ten Commandments. And we're just going to be looking, I looked at three yesterday, but we're going to look at the fourth one all alone and the fifth one all alone tomorrow, because these are incredibly important for us in our culture right now. We live in a culture that's marked by stress, that's marked by sleep deprivation, exhaustion, people living without margins in their lives or in their schedules. And we just need to hear this fourth commandment again. Plus, this fourth commandment is going to picture the kind of relationship you and I need to have with the Lord. So it's incredibly important. It's the Sabbath day commandment. We find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. And I just want to mention, before we read farther, this was totally revolutionary. This would not have been an ethic or a value in any of the idol-worshipping nations surrounding Israel. This would especially be one of the commandments that would separate Old Testament Israel from the rest of the idol-worshipping nations. And it is, interestingly, the command to take a day off every week. So let's pick it up in verse 10. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner even visiting or residing in your towns. And then the theological reason for this, in other words, the God-centered reason for this, is God himself in creation. For the next verse says, in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. He made them in 6 days, those six creative days by which he caused life to flourish, including human life, on the face of our planet. And so in 6 days he made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. He rested. Now God never gets exhausted, of course, but he's embedding a principle in creation. He rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he made it holy. So don't you work on the Sabbath day. It's a powerful principle. God embedded it into creation for the Jewish people. Even to this very day, Sabbath would be Saturday. Starts at sunset on Friday evening and through sunset on Saturday evening. And I've been in Israel in the Jewish quarters where they strictly observe the Sabbath, and it's true, everything shuts down. You can't even press buttons on the elevators in the hotel. They just automatically stop at every floor. This is an amazing time, and they use this to be with family. They use this to worship. They use this to reflect on the week that's passed and the week coming up. I mean, this is so physically healthy. This is so psychologically healthy. This is a wonderful thing, and it's a powerful principle. It's not reiterated in the New Testament like most of the other Ten Commandments are, for a reason I'm going to get to in a moment, but I just think it's a powerful principle for us. Sometimes we think, oh, I can't afford to take a day off. I mean, everybody needs me. And to that, we have to ask the Sabbath questions, like, who do we think we are? And do we have that little faith that the world can function without me having to be at the center of it every day? And so the Sabbath is a powerful way, taking a day off, just trusting God that the world will get by without me for a day. This is part of worshiping the Lord if we have that option. However, in the New Testament, in the Gentile world, in the non-Jewish part of the world, 7-day-a-week work was customary, and if you were a slave and converted to Christ, if you were a Christian slave, you wouldn't have the privilege of a day off a week. And we also see that because of the resurrection, rather than Saturday, Christians began meeting on Sunday because that was Resurrection Day. And so there may not have been people who actually literally could obey the Sabbath commandment who were non-Jewish. They would have no choice about this. But here we see that really the Sabbath, beyond being healthy if you can do it, the Sabbath speaks to our relationship with God. For in Hebrews 4, verse 9, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. There's a Sabbath rest for all of us. He's not saying one day a week. He's talking about something we live in all the time. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. So let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience in the Old Testament. And here in that context, he was talking about the Sabbath rest in Christ. We cease from our own works of trying to please God or obey enough commandments that he'll overlook our other sins. Rather, we come to Jesus and the finished work of Jesus. It's not what we do for him, it's what he's done for us at the cross. And in Christ, we can rest from our own striving to please God, from all this self-made spirituality we get into that doesn't nourish our souls, it just exhausts us. But rather by faith we come and rest in Christ, knowing that we're forgiven in him, and we walk in not our strength, but his strength. This is truly what Sabbath points to. So Father, may we just enter into Sabbath rest today by placing our faith in Christ and putting our pressures into your hands and letting you shoulder the stress in our lives, and help us as much as we can with our schedules to leave room for rest and reflection, and help us to live as you want us to live. And most of all, thank you for grace that we rest in, not our works, but what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.